now.
This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. North Korea has released three American hostages who were held there for years. The three men exited the country alongside newly confirmed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And all three men were given round-trip tickets, just in case they decide after seeing Trump's America, they prefer the peaceful calm of a North Korean prison. Down in Florida, a 95-year-old black woman was thrown in jail for slapping her 46-year-old granddaughter with a slipper. Holy hush puppies, Batman. Why'd they arrest this poor old lady? The police say the old woman's slipper was more dangerous because it was made of rubber. That sounds like a crock. Hip-hop super producer Dr. Dre lost his trademark lawsuit against a gynecologist who goes by the name Dr. Dre, spelled D-R-A-I. NWA Dr. Dre claimed that people could easily mistake the two, but the judge disagreed, and so do I. Dr. Dre the producer knows the chronic, where gynecologist Dr. Dre knows the cervix. Dr. Dre the producer is known for taking beats and correcting them and perfecting them. Dr. Dre the gynecologist is known for taking vaginas and checking them with the speculum. And Dr. Dre the gynecologist always wears gloves. Dr. Dre the producer has seven kids, so you know he doesn't wear latex. In fact, the only thing these two Dres have in common is that they both spend their days working on pieces of art. I'm Chris Paul, performing tonight through Saturday at the Charlotte Comedy Zone, and this was the Morning Minute.